Kids Are Kids is a Beacon-based volunteer-run program that works to reduce childhood hunger by providing free, nourishing summer lunches to children in need. In 2013, Kids Are Kids provided over 61,000 summer meals in Dutchess County. Just think of that, 61,000. For Goodness Bake is a bake sale to raise funds and awareness for the Kids Are Kids feeding program. It takes place this Saturday, May 10th, from 10 to 4 in the park on the corner of Main Street and Cross Street in Beacon. Some of the Hudson Valley's most celebrated amateur and professional bakers and confectioners are donating their time and their talents to the bake sale. Here to tell us more are Kristen Cronin and Tara Tornello, co-planners for Goodness Bake, and Jackie Busselot Mills, who is the executive director of the Kids Are Kids feeding program. Thank you so much for being here and for the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Jackie, let us begin with you of how this whole program came to be.
Well, I retired back in early 2010 as a CPA, and I was looking for a new volunteer experience. And in reflecting on the volunteer experiences I had had in the past, determined that generally most things that I did had something to do with hunger and always had something to do with children. And as I like to say to people, you can Google most anything anymore. And I came across information on a summer meals program, and in checking with the Beacon City School District, determined that they had not had a summer meals program for a number of years, and decided that that was what I was going to undertake, to feed these children during the summer months. Most of the children have qualified for free and reduced price meals during the school year, but had no access to lunches or meals during the summer. And in the city of Beacon, we have just shy of 50% of the entire student population that qualifies for free and reduced price meals. So there was a tremendous need in the city for a summer meals program.
I think that need is so, again, that number is astonishing, 61,000 meals. What is interesting, and I know through working with other hunger programs and working on this issue, that yes, the summer, but even over the weekend, it's like things you don't think of, and a lot of programs that are now sort of filling backpacks and giving the kids food so they have food over the weekend. But summer, obviously, a big time where it's 3 months, and so you have so many kids and so much need that it's a lot of lunches.
And I find over the last 3 years, the need in Beacon, as in most places, has been increasing. And one of the things that we had determined early on was that we're doing it a little bit differently, in that we have sites located throughout the city in the hopes that any child who needs a lunch has the ability to safely walk and obtain one. But I think you've also made a tremendous comment about the backpack program, which, having had 3 summers under my belt, so to speak, for the meals program, we've just begun a backpack program also in Beacon, where we look to send food home with the children on Fridays. But again, you know, we're looking at extended vacations. How do we deal with, for example, a Christmas vacation or a spring break? But I think even more importantly for people to remember, the fact is that so many of our children get so excited during the winter, for example, when they have a snow day. For a hungry child, this can be a tremendous problem, because there may be no breakfast or lunch that day that this child would have had at school.
People think often that of food drives, of donating food, but really what is needed is cash to give these programs, to be able to buy the food that is nutritious, that is necessary, that is sort of uniform to take care of the child and to take care of the meals. Let us welcome Kristen and Tara into the conversation. They are co-planners of For Goodness Bake. So first of all, who wants to take credit for the name?
I have to give credit to my husband, PJ.
Excellent.
Go PJ.
Yes, good. So how did all this, how did you think of this as an idea to get the motors running and all this?
Well, a year ago, last spring, Tara and I organized a similar bake sale for a dear friend's son who was 6 months old at the time and desperately needed a liver transplant. Mm. And so we organized a community bake sale and had a tremendous outpouring of love and support from the community. And so we were so inspired by that, decided that we should just do this every year and benefit, you know, someone in need or an organization in need, and preferably someone in Beacon or an organization in Beacon.
Right. So we met back in January and started just brainstorming, passing, names of local organizations and groups that we really admired and whose work we wanted to support. And we ended up settling on Kids Are Kids because the work they do in the community is so vital. We can't think of anyone we know who doesn't want to help feed hungry kids, so it just seemed like a pretty obvious choice. So we started planning back in January, and it's just been this runaway train now.
Now, this is what I know. One of the things I know, not a lot, but one of the things that I know is Hudson Valley, your region, has some wonderful bakers.
Yeah.
So you go to them and you make your pitch, and I assume it's not really that hard of a sell.
It's not a very hard sell, and we are lucky to have a lot of friends and a lot of connections in the community who either own bakeries or they are incredible home bakers. I myself am a home baker, so I was really inspired by that too. So it's been pretty easy to get people to rally around this cause and want to contribute their time and their talents.
And the baked goods.
Yes.
So amateurs and professionals.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a little bit of both.
Yes, and we are still looking for bakers. If you have a knack for baking, shoot us an email. We would love to have you. But aside from bakers, we've also had a huge wave of support from community businesses like Drink More Good, a really cool business in Beacon, is donating some of their
all natural sodas.
And Tara's going to be baking with them. They're donating ice. We've had
Durant's
is an event rental store nearby that's donating a tent and tablecloths. And
so it's really a community coming together.
It really is.
And working.
Everyone's excited.
It is wonderful. And I was struck by something that Jackie said earlier. Is and here again, you know, that term. It's not a hard sell. But when you talk about kids and hunger, I mean, it's something that I think everyone can put a face onto and think about and obviously feel compelled to help in some way.
I think that's absolutely true. And I was sharing with Tara and Kristen as we were driving up today that when I look at the Kids Are Kids feeding program and that we offer lunches at six sites, these are all volunteers that are there for these children. And they're there 11 to 12 doing daily programmatic activities. And we serve lunch from 12 until 1. And that is such a significant commitment on a Monday through Friday all summer long. And I think in Beacon, we've been very fortunate to be able to collaborate and leverage our resources in order to be able to expand the program.
Tara, I can't, this was not lost on me, and it was sort of mentioned in passing by Kristen, but I have to go back to it. So you cook with soda? You bake with soda?
Not normally. a dear friend of mine, Jason Schuler, owns a shop called Drink More Good, and he makes all natural soda syrups. So it's the concentrate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I will be using his cream soda concentrate to make some bourbon vanilla cream soda cupcakes for the bake sale.
How could you not love that? That's great. So all of this is taking place this Saturday, May 10th, from 10 to 4, and the location will be?
It's the corner of Main and Cross Streets, across from Hudson Beach Glass, right there in Beacon.
Okay.
If the weather is not so nice, it will be at Zora Dora Palateria, which is a gourmet popsicle shop, also on Main Street. Just essentially right across the street from where it would be if it was sunny.
Right.
So,
but the weather's going to be beautiful. The sun will be shining.
It must. Yes.
And everyone will look down and make sure that you have a gorgeous day for this wonderful work. For Goodness Bake will be held rain or shine this Saturday, May 10th from 10 to 4. And for more information about the Kids Are Kids feeding program, you can go to kids.com. R, and then it's just the letter R, kidsarekidsfeeding.org, kidsarekidsfeeding.org. Kristen, Tara, Jackie, I thank you so much for being here, and more so for the wonderful work that you're doing in the community. It takes people like you to bring everyone together and to tap us on the shoulder and remind us of the important work that we all have to do together, and I thank you so much for leading the charge.
Thank you so much.
What a delight to have you. Thank you. Again, you can learn more about For Goodness Bake or to get involved, call 845-519-8647, 845-519-8647, or again, go to their website, kidsarekidsfeeding.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.